So what kind of experiences can current residents find from this or be surprised by?
Well, let me tell you a little something about our travel mysteries that my friends and I have organized. So these are basically 8 or 12-hour experiences in the city, not telling us what's going to happen, just telling us where we should show up, how much money to bring, how to dress. For example, one of our mysteries last year was to begin in River West. So we began in the morning at Beginnings Dreams Forever Art Gallery, in which we spent 3 hours with the artists there and ended up on the Upper East Side, Sala di Pranzo, for a great Italian meal to cap off the day. So what we did was and this is true of all of our mysteries, we tend to take arts and entertainment with learning something new about the city, with just really kind of enjoying different venues and dining options that we have. Others are much more historically oriented, but in all cases, it's really the appreciation of what goes on in most of the time, this sliver of 5 miles by 1 or 2 miles of Milwaukee.
And it's interesting that you bring up dining, because while it's not the only part of the book, there is certainly an emphasis, as every city should have. And I was wondering, how much of those restaurants mentioned in there have you traveled to? Did you go to every one of them, or have you been?
No, not to every one. But I want to do justice to, in fact, all of the options that individuals have within any city section. So for, in fact, we're talking about Easttown, I want to make sure that I include almost every dining opportunity that's available to individuals there. But to tell you the truth, I've been to a heck of a lot of them.
There's lots of great things about Milwaukee, but is there something that's keeping it back from being one of the bigger contenders in the United States city scene?
Well, that's a whole can of worms. on the one hand, geography plays a role. Certainly, our history does, in terms of industries, for example. Also, I think that it's important to kind of keep in mind that we have a certain cultural tradition here about how we make decisions that, in one way or the other, plays a role in creating an environment that's both attractive but also might in some ways be a detriment. And then, of course, there's always the political factions that will fight what others see as being progressive changes for the city.